It's the Michael Mara Show.
It's great.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
All right. The checks have been rocking. Now, did you get it from an IM or a text?
One of our IMers.
One of the IMers to the show that texted us. I'm sorry, that IM'd us at Mike O WJFK.
Right.
Came up with a great idea,
yes.
And we are suggesting our F-Stick t-shirts.
Yes.
Throwing around the idea. We're going to go to the WJFK store where you can get the Omera 08 t-shirts, mm-hmm. and also the TMOS caps.
Right.
And also lots of other great t-shirts that we have from our different events. Go to WJFK.com. You can log on to the store. You can go to MikeOmeraShow.com. You can get on the store there and mm-hmm. check out our great t-shirts that we have for sale.
Right.
My favorite, because I'm an egomaniac, is Omera 08, just
Love
like
it.
The Obama 08 t-shirts.
Shirt.
Get those while you can, because after the election, you know, who knows how long we're going to keep them up there.
Exactly.
But one of the ideas for a t-shirt was an F-Stick t-shirt.
Really? Right. Yeah, very nice.
Now, I was thinking we could have a t-shirt with F-Stick Zone.
Uh-huh.
Like you have Work Zone.
Right.
But, you know, if you have any suggestions on what you'd like to see on our t-shirt for F-Stick,
I have a suggestion.
Yes, go right ahead, Rob.
How about a picture of a stick, and under it, you write F-Stick, but really, really small.
and
so you have to, like, squint to see it.
And he's relentless, isn't he?
Shape the stick like an F?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Beth Ann got very excited about the F-Stick t-shirts and came in with a design. That's why she works with us and works so well with us, because she deals with it when we all reject her simultaneously.
It's okay. I would like to challenge you guys. You come up with your F-Stick idea t-shirt, and I'll come up with mine, and we'll put them both on the website and see who sells the most.
Fantastic. Oh, you've turned the whole thing into an episode of the Brady Bunch.
What episode was that?
It's like when they have to compete, like, you know, girls versus boys is what you're turning it into.
Thank you, Rob.
Beth Ann, thank you.
Mike's sketching something out
now. Well, you know, Rob, it would be all bigger on a t-shirt.
Mine would be like this. F-Stick Zone.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll keep bouncing around.
Do you
around.
Have any ideas?
No, I'm going to think about it. I think you might be onto something with the sign, but we have to pick
I don't want to
right
do the
sign.
No F-Stick Zone. F-Stick Zone. I want our F-Sticks. They are our F-Sticks, and I want them to know.
I know.
That they're, but no, that's just, it
I've
doesn't.
I've got it.
It doesn't what?
I've solved it.
Yeah. Okay.
A ringer tee. Do you know what this is? This is a white t-shirt with blue or colored rings around
you love those. Why do you love those
because
so
they're
much?
Retro and they're hip. And then it says F-Stick in the same. What is with her?
No, finish your idea.
And it's written in the same block that says vote for Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
But
right?
It would be so pleasant, but it would just say F-Stick.
I agree.
I like that.
I totally agree.
I like that.
Keep it simple, stupid.
4 years ago.
Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah. I like that. I really do like
Hello,
that idea a lot.
Look at mine.
Oh, yes. Everyone look at Beth Ann. Callers, text her.
Well, keep it simple.
That hair
He's
follicle needs a conditioner.
No, I like F.
It's one shirt that looks like this, and I'm going to wear it.
Okay, you can.
Okay.
You
That's
ahead.
Why you're the greatest
Enjoy.
Producer.
Thanks
you're
to James at ColorWorks.
Produce the show, produce a t-shirt, and then produce Friction.
Calm down, Rob. James at ColorWorks, get ready for that lovely call from Beth Ann when she wants you to do that. And she'll get that done. If you want to text an idea for our F-Stick t-shirts to WJFK1, go ahead and do that. But right now, Rob is the leader. I like that a lot. I really do. Just F-Stick, like vote for Pedro.
Exactly. On a ringer tape.
Perfect idea. I think that's terrific.
Stick shaped like an F already taken.
I think that's great. All right, let's get our final look at Buzz. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank with his F-Stick t-shirt.
Thanks, Mike. I'll wear it proudly. Mm-hmm. More than 36 employees of a telemarketing firm in Hobart, Indiana, walked off the job yesterday, refusing to make calls, slamming Barack Obama. They did this even after being told it would cost them a day's pay. But quoting one worker, people thought the script was nasty and they didn't want to read it. The script reportedly accused Obama of coddling criminals and voting against the protection of children. Walmart says it's not taking sides in this presidential election, even though it warned its employees last spring that the election of pro-union Obama could cost them benefits and even their jobs.
Hugs are great. Welcome to Walmart.
Who are you?
I'm the old man at Walmart.
Very good. Do you have a name?
Yep. My name is F. Stick.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Stick.
Nice to meet you. Detergent's over on the left side.
How about a hug?
I love hugs. Hugs are great.
Hey, hug this.
Hey, how about hugging an F-Stick?
Is that happy face winking?
Thank you.
But this week, Walmart VP Leslie Dock told a gathering that his company has been relentlessly nonpartisan in this election year, and he said that no matter who wins, the benefits of their economic plan will trickle down to Walmart.
Trickle down to me.
How about a hug?
Oh, I'm F-Stick. Hug me.
When fuel prices shot up to record prices in July, the struggling airlines responded by adding fuel surcharges to their ticket prices to cover the new higher expense.
Yeah, I was wondering about the airlines and what, I mean, really, they directly, the prices of oil immediately.
Passed it
in fact, airfares is going to go the other way, too?
That's a very good question,
Thank
Mike.
You, Buzz. That's why I'm here.
Now that fuel prices have dropped to less than what they were a year ago, the airlines are still slapping on those surcharges. And on international flights, those surcharges can total over $500.
That makes me ask a question, Mike.
What's that, Rob?
It what just happened? Here.
One of the texts says, Rob can always relate everything to a 70s TV show.
Guess where I'm pointing? I'll give you a hint. There's two of them.
The airlines say they still have the charge because they were slow to add it and that fuel prices have just now dropped, implying that they haven't gotten around to it yet.
Of course they haven't.
Lawmakers and reporters are letting the airlines know they're being watched on these surcharges.
That's because United is being run by F-Stick.
F-Stick. F-Stick, see? Hi, my name is... It'd be the Peterson voice, too.
Of course.
This is F-Stick Peterson.
How are you?
I'm just great. Make sure you have Sloan out in front of the school.
Are you running United Airlines?
I am.
What about this fuel surcharge?
Oh, we'll not charge any less. Well, my name's not F-Stick.
F-Stick what?
F-Stick Peterson.
In other air travel news, the TSA says it is dropping its restriction on liquids on carry-ons. Mm-hmm. The 3 ounces or less rule will go bye-bye at the end of next year. The controversial rule is already 2 years old.
A guy says, one of the texters at WJFK1 says that Shawshank Redemption featured F-Stick prominently.
Really?
And I think that might have been where I got it.
Really?
Must have been. And I think it might be the evil guard in Shawshank Redemption that uses that a lot.
You love that movie.
Very cool.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I'll be darned. Isn't that something?
Thanks, guys.
NFL.
Sorry, got a little distracted there. Now back to the news.
NFL players may have to stop shaving their arms and legs.
Oh, glory me.
Go back to ripping off the tape, hair and all.
Oh, so what? They're football players. They don't feel pain.
Exactly, Mike. And shaving may be the leading cause of the outbreak of staph infections in the NFL.
Shave.
And at least a half dozen NFL players now have a staph infection.
Oh, that's so gross.
Six members of the Cleveland Browns have had it over the past 3 years.
Well, of course, that team, they're the Browns.
A Brown staph infection.
The Browns now find themselves denying that they tried to keep this from the players and the public. Two star quarterbacks in the league, Peyton Manning and the Patriots' Tom Brady, have it, and Manning's might be serious. These infections are turning increasingly deadly and resistant to antibiotics.
So they get them because of, like, the tape?
Because of the shaving, we believe.
Really?
That's the prime culprit now.
But the original source was Daniel Snyder.
He had a horrible one.
He really did.
And he got it from a simple mosquito bite.
Yeah, and he would go and he'd touch everything in the locker room.
Now, the only difference is when he was bitten by the mosquito picked him up and flew him away.
Hit him off. Yeah.
The mosquito got itchy.
Incidentally, speaking of football, tomorrow on the show, we will have the Squires NFL injury report.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, something to look forward to.
It's good to hear from.
If you want to go to Redskins history, it should be a lot of fun.
The late Jack Kent Cook.
Mm-hmm.
A staph infection, in fact, killed a high school wrestler over the summer. Infections have also turned up in college football, the NBA, and Major League Baseball.
Kind of gross. You hear staph, you just think dirty.
Oh, I think of Rosie O'Donnell. Remember, she had one for that whole time on her
hand? Like her finger. Or something like
cut
that.
Cut herself on a knife.
Exactly. Yeah. It's cuts. It's cuts,
but it's also like having like unwashed hands.
Well, sure, and other possible culprits. Shaving appears to be the main culprit, but sports teams are now also taking a closer look at their whirlpools and even their towels.
Ah!
That's so gross.
Mind if I use that when you're done?
Ew.
It's a victory for free speech, I guess. A woman in Scranton arrested for swearing at her broken toilet.
Hey, Dunder Mifflin.
Loud enough for an off-duty cop to hear.
Duty.
Has beaten the disorderly conduct charge. And she's been awarded $19,000 for having her free speech rights violated.
Good for her.
That's nothing, though, compared to the $3 million that Target has been ordered to pay to a woman who tried to use a $100 bill at the checkout. The store not only falsely accused her of trying to pass a counterfeit bill, it posted the 100, her photo and her information on an email that was sent to dozens of other stores.
So how much did she get?
She sued them and won $3 million.
She should get $3 million for that. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Target still denies any wrongdoing and says it will appeal that decision.
It's so sad. If there's a doubt, there is now a pen. It's like a magic marker. It looks like a Sharpie.
Right.
That if you rub it on any large bill, mm-hmm. it turns a color to prove that it's real.
I bought probably about $300 worth of stuff at Target 2 weeks ago, and I used Monopoly money.
How'd that go?
Didn't question me.
But was it genuine Monopoly money?
Yes, and it's all how you act.
That's right.
That's right.
You got to look like you belong there.
Don't fidget.
Exactly.
Finally, where our food comes from. Customs agents along the Texas border did the brave thing when a 21-year-old woman presented them with what appeared to be soiled diapers for their inspection. They inspected them.
Ew.
Inside, they found that delightful Mexican sausage known as chorizo.
Ah, chorizo!
For trying to smuggle spicy meat into the country, the woman was fined $300 and officials seized her chorizo.
Oh, no.
And near Buffalo, New York, a Chinese restaurant's been shut down after health officials caught employees in the kitchen harvesting a deer carcass that was apparently roadkill. It is illegal to butcher anything inside of a restaurant. You know that.
Oh, yes. We did all the time.
The China King's answering machine
now says
the restaurant is closed for, quote, family emergencies.
Yes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Vaughn Verbers.
Yeah, he's great.
Or Verbers.
He's hot.
From CBSNews.com, the senior political editor. He's great, and he'll be giving us an update next week at this time.
Yes.
1 week from the election. Everybody remember to vote. Also, I want to thank Omarosa.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Omarosa.
She was fetching, wasn't she?
My new Facebook friend.
On the show tomorrow, Lindsay Zarniak just after 4 and just after 5 in the studio with her crystal ball. I mean, she's bringing it in here.
Cool.
Jess Psychic. Nice name.
That's good. Machine.
Can't wait to meet her.
Mrs. Psychic are very
the
proud.
Executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. And the show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. Yeah. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, great show, guys. Thanks a lot. See you tomorrow for more of this rot. Tomorrow morning, it's a nice mimosa, and I'll drink it with Omarosa.
Very nice.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.